Yeah, okay, yeah. Usually, the interpreter interprets the message for the pastor, right? But today I have a story, and I'd like to share first. In year 2000, okay, this is Irene told me this morning. Really funny, and I'd like to share with you. There is a meaning behind it. In 邊個聽唔到? Okay. In year 2005. In year 2005. A small village in Turkey.
喺土耳其有一個好細嘅村莊.
In the morning, the villagers was looking in horror that 1,500 sheep jumping off the cliff.
有一日喺個村莊裏面，啲人睇到有幾多隻羊啊？
1,500隻羊喺度跳。
跳落懸崖。
They saw that the lead sheep jump and then one followed the other.
有一隻嘅羊咧先跳落去，跟住其他啲羊咧就撲埋落去啦。
At the end, they lost about 500.
喺最後咧，有500隻羊咧就係死咗。
Because the rest, when they jump, they land on their brothers, so they didn't die.
邊個唔死啊？
後面嗰1,000隻咧，因為前面戰住嘛。
因為前面嗰500隻喺下邊。
So why did that happen?
為什麼會這樣發生呢?
It turns out the shepherd went out for breakfast.
因為那個牧羊人走了去吃早餐。
So you see that a shepherd is really important for his sheep.
所以呢,原來牧羊人呢,是很重要的,對於這些羊來講。
Thank God we have Jesus as our shepherd.
真是幸運了,我們有主耶穌,
是我們的牧羊人。 And also we have Pastor Tam and Pastor Lau as our shepherd of this church.
幸好我們有牧師來牧養我們。So
don't forget to give thanks to pastors because this month is the pastor appreciation month.
原來今個月就是牧師的怎樣?
感謝牧師。
感謝牧師的一個月。
OK.
謝謝你。 他又很先進用iPad。 下次我也用iPad。
我不想拿印太多紙, I don't want to print on paper.
咁啊，想同大家分享一個題目啊，一加一。
Today my sermon topic is 1+1。
呢個唔係數學嘅問題。This
is not a matter of mathematics.
創世記2:18-24節係描述緊人類第一次嘅婚姻。The
passage that we just read describes the first marriage in human history.
喺人類開始嘅時候，神造咗亞當，將亞當擺咗喺伊甸園裏面。
So in the beginning of the mankind, God only created Adam and put him in the Garden of Eden.
神呢,就看到亞當在走來走去的時候,覺得亞當,那個人獨居不好。
In the passage we read that God saw Adam who lived alone and it wasn't good at all.
如果真的亞當一個人住在這個世界的時候,我們不會好像今天那樣有70億的人口。
So if Adam actually had lived alone, then the earth today could not have been filled with 7 billion of people.
所以神就將亞當整到他睡著覺。So
God put Adam in drowsiness.
然後呢,就在肚子開一個洞,然後就補回亞當的腰。So
he cuts the side from Adam and took a rib out and then he closed up the wound and
然後他又用這條肋骨就造成一個女人。
And God made a woman with this rib of Adam.
然後神就拖著這個女人去到亞當的面前。
So just like the dad who brought the bride to the groom, just God brought this woman to Adam.
就好似婚姻裏喺一個結婚嘅場面裏面，父親拖住個女兒嘅手，帶俾呢一個嘅新郎。So
just like the wedding, the dad before the ceremony brought the bride to the groom.
呢個婚禮就開始咗。And
the wedding begins.
神喺呢一個嘅婚姻裏面，唔單止係一個見證人，佢同時亦都係將呢兩對夫婦嚟到撮合。
God only is the witness of the wedding, but he also is the one who joins the couple together.
当亚当捉住佢呢一个心爱嘅太太嘅只手嘅时候，就好似我哋中国人所讲，执子之手，与子偕老。
When Adam holds the hands of his wife, he just like the Chinese said, "I hold your hand and I will grow old with you."
然后亚当就俾咗个好特别嘅一个誓言。
And then he made this special vow.
亚当话呢个系我骨中嘅骨，肉中嘅肉，可以称佢为女人，因为佢系从我从男人嘅身上取出嚟。
This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman.For she was taken out of man.
一种骨连骨、肉连肉的关系，就奠定了婚姻嗰个基础。
Such a bone to bone and flesh to flesh relationship lays down the foundation of marriage.
创世纪二章二十四节就讲到将这个婚姻的基础嚟到规划出嚟。
So Genesis chapter 2 verse 24 summarizes such a marriage foundation.
圣经讲话，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh.
我哋用另一个说话嚟睇嘅时候，这个婚姻嘅基础合乎神嘅心意嘅时候，原来系咁样样嘅。
In other words, a marriage in accordance with the will of God is like this.
一加一等于一。
One plus one equals to one.
或者再清楚啲講嘅，係一個男人加一個女人等於一體。
Or more precisely, it is one man plus one woman equals to one flesh.
啊，婚姻係好美麗，好美麗，好美麗一個童話，一個童話，以至到就算一啲年青人，佢都好夢想，好向往，好想有一日早啲去拍拖。
So marriage is such a wonderful thing that a lot of teenagers.Would look forward to it.
我哋读创世纪嘅时候，你睇到神其实真系好想去祝福一对嘅夫妻，而唔系去咒诅佢哋。
So in the book of Genesis, beginning, we can see that God always wants to bless a couple in the marriage, but not to curse.
但喺现实生活里面，好多人就喺佢哋嘅婚姻上面，佢哋话揾到或者遇到好多各种嘅。
But in reality, a lot of people find the marriage to them is a curse.
咒诅喺婚姻出现唔系来自神。
The curse in the marriage does not come from God.
几个星期前，我翻到香港，遇见一个基督徒嘅系我嘅学生。
A few weeks ago, I counseled one of my old students who is now a Christian.
佢喺佢第一次婚姻里面，佢面对。佢話面對咒詛。
He said that he found curse in his first marriage.
佢話佢而家落入喺一個中年嘅危機。
He said now he is now in his midlife crisis.
喺佢嘅靈性上，佢覺得自己好枯乾，唔知道點樣去做。
He becomes dry in spirituality and doesn't know what to do.
我就問佢究竟你第一次婚姻發生咩事
？So I asked him what happened in your first marriage.
佢話佢個前妻。亦都係一個信徒，對於揾突然間對另外一個男人產生咗幻想。
He told me that his ex-wife, who is also a Christian, had a fantasy on another man.
佢哋糾纏咗兩夫妻喺度嗌交或者係喺度鬥爭嘅時候，有六個月咁長。
So he had a fight with his wife on and off for 6 months.
最後呢個信徒佢。答应离婚，去选择一条容易嘅路，或者一条好痛苦嘅路，嚟到去完结呢一个噩梦。
So he agreed to divorce, taking the easy way to end this ordeal.
然后佢两个分开咗之后，好快各自就去再重婚。
And then they both got remarried as soon as they separate.
呢个信徒话俾我知，喺佢回忆佢当初嗰个情况嘅时候。很多人給他不同的意見關於他離婚。
Looking back, he told that a lot of different people gave him different opinions on his divorce.
有人說離婚沒什麼問題，有人說不可以。
Someone said it was okay to break the marriage, but some others say it's not okay.
佢再回想嘅時候，有啲傳道人話俾佢知：你再去結婚，你離咗婚啊，冇乜問題啊。
And some preachers told him that he was free to marry, remarry after he was. Some said no.
亦都有其他嘅傳道人話唔得，但係喺佢心裏面，佢好清楚知道，佢從來冇認認真真咁去求問神嘅旨意，關於佢嘅離婚。同埋關於佢第二次嘅結婚。
But in his heart, he knows that he never seriously sought the will of God in his divorce and also the second marriage.
佢對於自己嗰兩個婚姻，佢而家開始覺得好迷惑。
Now he is very confused in his two marriages.
佢覺得佢再冇好軟弱無力去侍奉神。
Now he becomes weak to serve God.
佢需要幫助。
He needs help.
更加重要嘅，需要神真系同佢讲话。
And more importantly, he was very eager to have God speak to him directly.
佢好期望神嚟到教导佢点样去解决佢嘅问题。
He desires God to teach him how to solve his problems.
所以佢嚟揾我去辅导佢，用神嘅话语，希望有一日神真系同佢说话，以至到能够帮到佢喺生命上有个复兴。
So he comes to Reverend Lau's counsel, hoping God will revive his life.
我哋大家都知道喺人同人之间各种嘅关系里面，婚姻嘅关系可以系最甜蜜嘅。
So among all the relationships, the marriage relationship can be the most intimate.
但同时亦都可以系令人最伤痛嘅。
But it can also be the most hurtful one.
我哋中国人有句说话话：相见好，同住难。
A Chinese saying say, getting along is okay, but living together is hard.
在结婚的时候，新郎和新娘这一对新人，他们会发一个誓词。
In the wedding, the bride and the groom make the vow.
他们会说，我们不论对方是生病，或者是健康，或者是富有，或者是贫穷，我始终都爱他。好尊重佢，直到離開呢個世界。
They make the vows in meaning that for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and cherish each other till death do us part.
有冇咁講過啊
？Yes, I made the serious one.
一個婚姻嘅誓詞好容易去講，但係好多時候好難去守。
Well, the vow is obviously easy to say, but difficult to keep.
一对刚刚结婚的人，你很难去预测将来他们会发生什么事。他们，但是他们会说，我们无论如何都要走在一起。
No one can predict what will happen to the newlyweds, but they vow to live together regardless.
在这里我要强调，今天我们的题，我们的讲道的题目讲到婚姻的时候，不是針對任何一個人。
Now I must emphasize that, and in my sermon today, I'm not pinpointing or against anyone.
我想這個講道的目的是用神的話語，以致我們能夠建立一個神那個的對婚姻那個基礎。這個基礎是很嚴肅的，也是很嚴重的。
So my goal is to use the words of God to lay down a foundation on the solemnity and seriousness in the marriage.
有了这个婚姻的基础，好希望我们的年轻人可以不要跟着这个世界那种的观念，是认为婚姻是可以去试，可以 try and error， 一种反复试验的一个实验。
Well, with such foundation, I hope our youths will not follow the world's will that marriage is just a trial and error experiment. Because marriage is not a game, nor it is a gamble.
When we have this foundation, I hope our single people, whether they are men or women, when they find this partner, they are very serious, they wait for God, because God will bring their appropriate partner.
With this foundation, I hope our singles will seriously seek a marriage where the husband and wife are joined together by God Himself.
因為婚姻是神所賜的。
Because it is given by God.
有了這個婚姻的基礎，我很想我們已經結了婚的這些夫婦停止，當你們吵架的時候停止說我們離婚吧。
Well, I also hope that for those married couples will stop saying or thinking let's divorce in a casual manner when they were fighting or when they are having a dispute.
我們不要那麼隨便說我們要離婚，因為婚姻是永久性，是海枯石爛。
Because God sees the marriage is permanent.
我們要看究竟婚姻面對最大的問題，在人類的歷史裡面面對最大的問題是什麼。
So let's look at what is the major problem that marriage is facing today.
去解答這個問題的時候，或者我們去看一看馬可福音第十章二到十二節。
Well, to answer this question, let's turn to Mark chapter 10, verses 2 to 12.
或者我們用很快的時間讀一讀，我讀中文先，跟著你讀英文。馬可福音第十章二到十二節這樣說，有法利賽人來問耶穌，他說人休妻可以不可以，意思是要試驗耶穌。耶穌就回答他說，摩西吩咐你們的是什麼？他們就說，摩西准許人寫到休書就可以休妻。耶穌對他們說，摩西因為你們的心硬，所以寫這個條例給你們，但是從起初創造的時候，神造人是造男造女，因此人要離開父母與妻子聯合，二人成為一體。既然是這樣，夫妻不再是兩個人，乃是一體的了。所以神配合的人不可以分。到了屋裡的時候，門徒再問耶穌這件事，耶穌就對他們說，凡休妻另娶的，就是犯奸淫，辜負了他的妻子。妻子若離棄丈夫另嫁，也是犯奸淫了。
Some Pharisees came and tested Jesus by asking, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? What did Moses command you? He replied, they said. They said, Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away. It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law, Jesus replied. But at the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife.And the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. When they were in the house again, the disciples asked Jesus about this. Jesus answered, Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery.
這段經文開始的時候講到一班的法利賽人去試探耶穌，去試驗耶穌對於婚姻那個觀念是怎樣。
So the passage begins with a group of Pharisees testing God's will on marriage.
他們說人休妻可以不可以？
Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?
原來面對婚姻面對最大的問題是人去問這句說話可以不可以。
So the major damage to marriage comes from the wordIs lawful or permitted?
或者英文的翻譯是合不合法？
Is it lawful?
人去挑戰神那個意，對於婚姻那個旨意，就是用他們自己那個文化或者個傳統來到去挑戰神。
People like to challenge God's will on marriage by using their culture or tradition standard.
基本上他們不喜歡神在婚姻上面那條的方程式，就是一男加一女等於一體。
Basically, they do not like the idea on marriage one man plus one woman equals to one flesh.
例如不同的文化在不同的時間去挑戰究竟一個男人可不可以娶多過一個太太。
So for example, a lot of culture challenge the number of wives a man can have.
他們不喜歡一加一，為什麼不可以一加二、一加三？
They don't like one plus one. They ask why not one plus two or one plus three.
聖經裡面講到有一個人叫做拉麥，他是亞當的第六代的孫。他在聖經裡面說他娶了兩個太太。
The Bible recorded a man called Lamech, who was only the sixth generation from Adam, married two women.
從此一夫多妻制。就在不同的文化裏面去實行， 去公然咁去挑戰神嗰個意志。
And then it becomes lawful in many cultures for practicing polygamy, openly against God's will.
所以如果你問究竟合唔合法一個男人去娶多過一個太太，嗰個答案好視乎你喺咩時候問或者咩地方問。
So when you ask the question, can a man have multiple wives? It depends on time and places you ask this question.
例如在香港嘅1971年之前，一夫多妻係容許，所以我有兩個祖母。
So, for example, before 1971 in Hong Kong, it is allowed to be polygamy. So, and Reverend Lau has two grandmothers.
1971年之後，又禁咗呢一個一夫多妻。
After 1971, polygamy was banned.
但有錢人仍然可以公然咁去立妾娶姨太太。
But a lot of rich people can openly have concubines.
你冇咁多錢嘅，你又可以翻去中國大陸嚟到立妾。
If you don't have so much money, you can go back to mainland China and have another woman in the mainland.
不同的文化就是挑戰神這種的所謂基礎。
So different cultures challenge God's foundation on marriage.
亦都不同的文化挑戰神對於在個婚姻裡面那個性別他們挑戰。
But also challenge the standard of on the issue of genders.
創世記第十九章嘅時候已經講到有一啲所多瑪同埋俄摩拉嘅男人公然咁去行呢一個嘅同性戀嘅行為。
In Genesis chapter 9 describes some of the men in Sodom and Gomorrah openly practice homosexuality.
當然呢兩個城市最後俾神滅咗。
Of course, these two cities were destroyed.
但如果你問究竟一男去娶一個男嘅，同埋一個女嘅去娶一個女，係咪合法嘅時候
？So if you ask, is it lawful for a man to marry a man or a woman to marry a woman？
啊，咁啊，睇下你去邊個國家啦，或者去邊個州。
Well, it depends on which country you are in or which state you are living in。
好多人或者文化上覺得同性婚姻係人權，而事實上唔係。这个只是罔顾神的旨意。
A lot of people say, oh, same-sex marriage is just about human right, but actually it is not. It is ignoring the will of God.
离婚或者正话我哋读嘅休妻，亦都系另外一个嘅层面，人去挑战或者用文化去挑战神原来嗰个结婚嗰个婚姻嘅基础。
Divorce is of course another aspect that different cultures challenge the original foundation of marriage.
你要去分開嘅時候，去離婚嘅時候，就好似聖經裏面所講嗰個一體，你要用一啲暴力嚟到將佢拆開。
So the divorce, according to scripture, is like separating one flesh violently.
對於亞當同埋夏娃嚟講，佢哋從來唔會諗過，咦分得開嘅咩？我哋一體。
Well, for Adam and Eve, they would never thought that oh they can separate after they were joined in one flesh.
基本上佢哋係真係我哋中國人講嘅啲倒亂骨頭骨肉分嗱好難分。
In Chinese, they say that the flesh and the bone were mixed together. After you mix it, it's very difficult to separate them.
如果亞當同夏娃真係鬧交嘅時候或者打交嘅時候，亞當可唔可以話喂你俾翻個骨喎，俾翻個肋骨
？So imagine if Adam and Eve when they had a fight.Would Adam ask, oh, please return my rib to me?
或者啊，哇哇，嘿，好巴閉咩？俾翻嚟。
Or if say, such a big deal, I give you back.
一對夫妻成為一體，係唔單止係肉身上或者肉體上嘅聯合。
A couple as one flesh is joined together more than physical union.
一對夫妻佢哋嘅聯合喺佢哋嘅感情上會聯合。在你的理智上会联合，如果你是信徒的时候，在你的属灵上面更加会联合。
A couple is also joined together emotionally, mentally, and if you two are Christians, then it is also spiritually.
如果你读到马拉基书，旧约马拉基书第二章13到16节的时候，他形容一对夫妻去分离的时候，去离婚的时候，那种的苦况，将那种一体来到拆开的时候，那种的凄凉的境况。
So God in the book of Malachi, chapter 2, verses 13 to 16, describes how such a difficult scenario when one or both spouses try to separate the one flesh in the divorce.
马拉基书有这些字出现，他说叹息、哭泣，他说眼泪，他说耶和华不再看顾，你们还说这是为什么？以虐待、以诡诈虐待他，休妻，以强暴待妻，是神所恨恶的。
And he says, tears flooding hatred towards another, violence and faithfulness to your spouse, and importantly, losing the blessing from God. Divorce of any kind is painful, and the same thing against the will of God.
你看到无论是离婚或者任何的分开都很痛苦，而且你要看到这个不是合乎神的旨意。
You can see that any kind of separation is a painful one, and it is not according to God's will.
会失去了神的祝福在里面。
You will lose God's blessing.
我们再读这个马可福音第十章二到十二节的时候，其实这个讲的一个现实的境况，就是很多人能够持守他们婚约，以致到有很多的离婚，有很多重婚。
Mark chapter 10, verses 2 to 12, in fact, gives us a reality check that many people are unable to keep the marriage covenant, resulting in a lot of divorces and remarriages.
根据最近的 美国人口调查局所得到的有关离婚的资料，
According to the latest statistics of the Census Bureau,
我们说有 41%的人在第一次结婚之后用离婚来忠告。
It says 41% of the first marriages end in divorce.
我想是不是写错了，是4%，百分之四。 但再查就真係41%。
Well, is it a typo there? Is it only 4%? But actually, it is 41%.
然后第二次嘅婚姻以离婚嚟到告终嘅，系有60%。
And for the case of second marriages, 60% of them end in divorce.
第三次结婚以离婚告终嘅有73%。
Well, if you try for a third time, chances are 73% will end in divorce.
傳統上我們中國人不喜歡離婚。
Well, traditionally, Chinese do not like to divorce.
我們說你教人打仔，不要教人分妻。
Well, we say that we teach them how to spank the kids, but do not tell them how to separate your wife.
但根據最近一個在中國的調查，離婚率已經高達 21%，是2011年的時候。
But according to a recent survey, the divorce rate reaches 21% in 2011.
在大城市，好似上海或者系北京嘅时候，那个离婚率更加高达1/3。
In some big cities like Shanghai or Beijing, the divorce rate is even exceeds 1/3.
我哋讲紧喺中国，每一年有200万嘅离婚嘅事情出现。
And this is about 2 million cases of divorce each year in China.
我哋基督徒又点咧？
So how about us Christians?
基督徒会不会好一些?
Will Christians be better?
我就去读一本书，这本书叫英文叫做 Scandal of the Evangelical Conscience， 中文翻译叫做丢人现眼的福音牌。
According to the book The Scandal of Evangelical Christians, a book I just recently read,
有两个很惊人的结论关于离婚的，给我们去看得到。
Two alarming results on divorce, and I want to share with you.
究竟基督徒的离婚率是不是低过非基督徒的离婚率？
Is the divorce rate for Christians lower than those of non-believers?
结果的答案是不是？
Well, the survey shows that it's not.
基督徒的离婚率和非基督徒的差不多。
It turns out that the Christian divorce rate is about the same as non-believers.
第二个结果是比较惊人的，就是说 基督徒会选择离婚，是他信主之前，还是信主之后？
And there is a second issue that, it asks that the divorce was it before accepting Christ or after?
原来离婚的基督徒90%是信主之后 先至離婚。
Well, turns out 90% of the Christians divorced they divorced after accepting Christ.
原來成為基督徒唔係一個保證，你喺婚姻上可以持守到。
So being a Christian is not a guarantee that you will keep the marriage.
所以我哋今日真係要，無論你係教你自己個仔女，我哋真係要有一個正確嘅婚姻嗰個嘅教導，合乎聖經嘅教導，因為呢個已經係迫在眉睫。
We urgently need a correct biblical teaching on marriage because it is an urgent, alarming issue.
在馬可福音第十章嘅時候，呢一班嘅法利賽人其實係挑戰緊耶穌，咁話：耶穌，我哋嘅傳統可以俾我哋離婚，你夠膽教我一啲，教導我一啲同我哋嘅傳統係完全違背嘅事嗎？
So the Pharisees in Mark chapter 10 is telling Jesus, look, our tradition and culture allow divorce. How dare you to teach us anything against it?
在猶太人嘅傳統，喺當時嘅猶太人傳統裏面，嗰啲律例或者我哋叫做摩西嘅律例，係真係容許一個男人去同佢休佢個妻，只要你俾一個休書佢就得啦。
Well, at that time, the Jewish law, also known as the laws of Moses, allows a man to send his wife away simply by giving her a divorce certificate.
今日婚姻呢一個離婚亦都係合法嘅，喺好多國家都合法。你只要去填寫一份嘅離婚書，然後等法庭准許就得啦。
Nowadays, divorce is also lawful in a lot of countries where the divorcing couple only needs to sign a paper and get the court approval.
同時亦都係你如果去問究竟離婚合唔合法嘅時候，你去問教會，咁啊睇你去邊間教會，同埋你問著邊一個人，因為有啲傳道人話俾你知離婚係唔得㗎，有啲話俾你知冇乜問題啊。
Well, also depending on which church you are going to and whom do you ask, some preachers say it is okay to divorce for whatever reason. Some say it is permitted only certain conditions.
有啲人話，有啲傳道人話俾你知，在某啲情況之下你可以離婚。
Some preachers say that only certain condition.
咁究竟你去跟從邊一個人嘅嗰種嘅説法
？So who will you follow?
耶穌佢責罵呢一班嘅法利賽人，因為佢睇到呢一個嘅摩西準佢哋嘅離，準佢哋休妻，只係因為佢哋嘅心硬。
Jesus answered a question from Pharisees that divorce is only the result of their heart is hardening.
耶穌責罵佢哋嘅時候話：摩西因為你哋嘅心硬，所以先至寫呢一條離婚嘅例俾你哋。
It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law.
心硬嘅意思就係話你知道錯，但你仍然都去做，為咗自己嘅好處。
Hard-hardening means that you know it is wrong, but you still want to do it.
你讀嘅時候，摩西寫呢條例嘅時候，摩西唔係贊同呢一個離婚。
Now we can see that, when the time Moses wrote this law, he did not permit or agree to it.
當時嘅歷史背景係做太太嘅俾人離咗婚嘅時候得唔到休書，冇咗咗休書嘅時候，佢就唔可以再嫁過另外一個人。
Well, at that time when the wife was being divorced, if she didn't have a certificate, she cannot remarry again.
當時嘅女士佢唔可以走出去打工揾錢嚟養自己，佢嫁唔到人嘅時候，即係餓死佢。
If she cannot remarry because she has no skill to make her living, she would starve to death.
摩西喺呢一個冇選擇之下嚟到寫呢一條補救嘅方法。
At that time, there is no other remedy, so Moses wrote this law to allow the woman to get remarried.
耶穌好清楚知道一個嘅文化上嘅律例，或者一個教會上嘅嗰啲嘅傳統，或者一個任何人一個意見，對於婚姻、對於離婚、對於重婚，都唔一定合乎神嘅心意。
Jesus knew very clearly that under any circumstances, any tradition, that divorce is not God's will.
所以耶穌叫每一個人 包括我班法利賽人，去睇清楚神喺創世記二章二十四節講到嗰個嘅婚姻嘅基礎。
So Jesus asked everyone to read closely at the original foundation of marriage described in Genesis 2:24.
就係一男加一女等於一體。
One man plus one woman equals to one flesh.
婚姻從起初嘅時候係神所創造，就係咁樣。
Marriage was in the beginning instituted by God alone.
婚姻唔係一啲嘅古代嘅聖人或者古時嘅一啲傳統嚟到制定嘅。
Well, marriage was not invented or instituted by some saints or legend people.
喺神嘅角度嚟到睇嘅時候，婚姻嘅基礎唔容許任何嘅文化或者一啲大眾嘅意見嚟到更改嚟到修改。
From God's perspective, the marriage foundation does not allow different cultures or different opinions to change it.
當人去更改呢一個婚姻嘅基礎嘅時候，係一個錯嘅事情。
Any deviation from God's foundation is not right.
一個男人去娶多過一個太太係違反神嗰個旨意。
For example, a man marries more than one woman is wrong.
同性嘅婚姻係違反神嘅旨意。
Same-sex marriage is wrong.
你要將呢個一體，人成為一體，你都拆開嘅時候，係違反神嘅旨意。
Breaking up the one flesh in a marriage is also wrong.
神喺耶穌喺馬可福音第十章九節嘅時候，佢對呢一個一體係咪可以拆得開，好清楚咁講。
Jesus in Mark chapter 10 verse 9 write it clearly his view on divorce.
佢話：所以神配合嘅人不可分開。
Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate.
換句話嚟講，只有神能夠分開一對夫妻。
In other words, only God is able to separate a husband and a wife.
你讀到哥林多前書七章三十九節嘅時候。
If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 39,
我就話當丈夫活著嘅時候，妻子係俾呢個婚姻嚟到約束住嘅。但係當丈夫死咗嘅時候，妻子就可以自由隨意再嫁，只是要嫁俾喺主裏邊嘅人。
There, in 1 Corinthians it says that when the husband is alive, the wife is under the covenant of marriage. If the husband dies, then the wife is free to marry to whom she wishes, only in the Lord.
所以只有神將一個人拎開或者死亡嘅時候，先至可以將一對夫妻嚟到分開。
So only death can separate a couple.
但今日你睇到嗰個離婚率喺基督徒嘅離婚率係咁高嘅時候，係咪話俾我哋知原來有好多人佢再唔相信，只有神才可以將一對夫妻嚟到分開。
So problem is in high divorce rate among Christians would mean that a lot of people no longer believe that only God is able to separate a couple with death.
佢哋認為每一個人都有權利去停止一個嘅婚姻。
So they think that it is their own right to end a marriage.
今日呢一個高好咁呢個離婚率咁高嘅喺基督徒嘅身上，亦都可能話俾我哋睇，係原來好多人覺得呢對夫婦好多夫婦離婚嘅時候，佢哋原來冇神嚟到配合嘅。
So and also it also mean that a lot of Christians see divorce as because their marriage was not instituted or is not joined by God in the first place.
今日如果你問我呢對夫婦或者我一對夫婦係咪神起初嘅時候嚟到撮合嘅，我唔知道個答案。
So honestly, if you ask me whether this couple or that couple has been joined by God, I say I don't know.
如果一對夫婦佢哋唔信神嘅，但係佢哋好相愛嘅，如果你問我佢哋係咪神所撮合嘅，我唔知道。
If a couple does not know God, but they all love each other,Has God joined them together? I don't know.
如果一對一個嘅信一個基督徒，佢嫁咗一個唔係基督徒，咁究竟神有冇同佢哋撮合咧？我唔知道。
So if a Christian marries a non-Christian, has God joined them together? I don't know.
或者一對的基督徒的夫婦，他們經常吵架，經常打架的，究竟神是不是處立了他們呢？我都不知道。
If a Christian couple fights a lot, has God joined them together? I don't know.
咁我哋在座嘅，你問自己，你係咪好清楚神喺你嘅婚姻上嚟到撮合你哋，以致到你哋成為一個不能分開嘅一體
？So I ask you, for those who are here, do you believe that God has joined you and your spouse together as one inseparable flesh？
第一樣我好肯定知道嘅，就係當耶穌話神所配合嘅人不可分開呢一句説話，係其實係一個神嘅一個嘅應許，一個從神而嚟嘅一個祝福，而唔係一個咒詛。
But I'm for sure is that when Jesus says, therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate, he means that it is a divine promise.A blessing, but not a curse.
好不幸嘅，好多人睇呢一句嘅時候，哇，覺得神俾我哋分開嘅時候，咁咪好慘，係一個咒詛啊，多過係一個祝福。
Unfortunately, the world look at this inseparability of marriage is a curse rather than a blessing.
佢哋話：如果有一日我發覺我個太太或者我丈夫都唔係我心裏面所諗咁好嘅，或者我又有彼此之間有好大嘅分歧解決唔到嘅。
Well, they say, what if I find out my spouse is not the one I want, or we have unreconcilable differences?
或者我哋佢都對我唔好嘅，佢又唔對我不忠嘅，咁我點啊？我哋唔通兩個黐埋一齊，係一世係咁嘅樣咩
？What if he or she is unfaithful to me?Are we going to stick with it together painfully for the rest of our lives?
一世都好痛苦咁走埋一齊。
It's such a painful life to live together.
我唔知道個答案。
I don't know the answer.
我只係知道一件事。
The only thing I know is,
如果你嘅婚姻係神所撮合嘅，你唔需要去擔憂任何嘅事，因為你嘅家庭一定係會有呢一個從神而嚟嘅祝福。
If your marriage is a result of God's joining, then your worry is not necessary, and your family will be secured with divine blessing.
咁我哋嘅問題可能就係咁樣要去問啦。咁我點先至知道，或者我做啲乜嘢先至可以好肯定神將嗰個配偶係嚟到撮合俾我
？So the question is, how are we going to know that our marriage is joined by God?
其實要講好長。
Well, there are a lot of things to talk about.
我哋今日只可以讲几个基本嘅圣经嘅原则，你去守，而有几件事你可能要去做。
So I'll give you some principle, and then there are some certain things that you can practice.
第一件咧，原来就系要坚持，去神终会俾你带俾你最好嘅。
The first is committed to waiting for God to bring you the best.
这个原則當然係應用喺未婚嘅人身上啦，你結咗婚就冇噶啦。
Of course, this only to apply for those who are still waiting. For those who are married, this is not applicable.
神親自帶夏娃嚟到去亞當嘅面前，呢一種嘅婚姻係神撮合嘅，亦都係神應許嘅一種祝福嘅婚姻。
God brings Eve to Adam. This kind of marriage of joining.Of God is a result of a divine promise.
等候神去带俾你最好嘅呢个伴侣，梗系需要耐心啦，梗系需要完全倚靠神。
So if you wait for God to bring your best partner, it takes your patience and total trust in Him.
但好多少男少女等唔住，佢话我已经祷告祷咗好多年噶啦，我又等咗好耐噶啦，但乜嘢都冇发生。
But a lot of singles may say, oh, I have prayed for many years and waited long enough, but nothing happens.
所以他们选择用自己的方法。
So they take matters into their own hand.
他们会用他们自己的感受，用自己的期望，或者其他个人的需要，多过等候神来去找一个伴侣。
So they trust their feeling, expectation, or some personal needs or preferences more than God in finding a spouse.
这种的婚姻 聖經裡面講係出自人嘅血氣。
Such kind of marriage is a result of flesh.
一個婚姻冇去等候神嘅時候，呢一個係血氣嗰個結果。
A marriage without waiting for God is a result of flesh.
如果男嘅做男嘅做女嘅，能夠真係去認認真真咁去等候神，嚟到將兩個人嚟到帶起神帶你哋一齊嘅時候，佢哋嘅婚姻必然係從神而嚟所得到嘅應許。
So if both men and women have been waiting for God to bring them together, then their marriage is a result of divine promise.
第二個原則係持守原本婚姻嘅基礎。
The second principle is committed to the original marriage principle.
當一丈夫同埋太太能夠持守呢個一加一等於一，一男加一女等於一體呢個原則嘅時候，佢哋嘅婚姻係建基喺神嗰個旨意嘅當中。
When both a husband and a wife are committed to the rule one plus one equals to one, then their marriage is founded in the will of God.
今日如果你係已經結咗婚或者仍然未婚嘅，你對呢一個基本婚姻嘅原則，呢個基本嘅婚姻嘅嗰個基礎，你唔係好認識、唔係好清楚嘅時候，我鼓勵你去多啲同神嚟到交通，多啲祈禱，多啲求神，多啲去讀聖經，多啲去嘗試去揾一個屬靈嘅導師，能夠用聖經嘅教導教導你點樣明白神嘅心意。
So if you are still single and you are confused about the original design of marriage, pray earnestly, talk to God, find some spiritual mentor who may use the Bible to help you to understand the will of God.
不要跟随这个世界那种的想法。
Do not follow what the world teaches you.
不单止是你自己去持守这个婚姻的基础，你要找的这个对象亦都要持守呢一個基本婚姻嘅基礎。
So not only should you commit to the original marriage foundation, but also your future spouse.
所以如果你揾到一個人，呢個人無論係男或者女，佢唔持守或者唔相信神呢一個婚姻嘅基礎嘅時候，你最好唔好揾佢作為你未來嘅太太或者妻或者係丈夫。
So if someone does not believe in God's design in marriage, then you better not consider him or her as your future spouse.
第三個原則是每一日用一個完整的人來去委身於神。
The third principle is that commit to God every day as a complete person.
有時我們讀到創世記二章十八節講到人那男人獨居不好的時候，我們好像有一個印象或者好似有一個理解，話一個人如果結唔到婚嘅，一個成世都結唔到婚嘅男士或者女士，喺佢生命上唔能夠完整。
Well, based on what described in Genesis chapter 2, it is not good for men to be alone. Then we have an idea that if I'm not married, my life is not complete.
一個係唔正確嘅一個教導。
This is not a true teaching.
有人去選擇終身不結婚，因為他要侍奉神，因為他要侍奉神的時候要一心一志，但是他的生命是很完整。
Some people may choose to remain unmarried in order to serve the Lord with an undivided heart, but his life or her life is complete.
又有人選擇不去結婚，是因為其他的原因，但他的生命亦都可以很完整。
Some other may choose to remain unmarried for other reasons, but yet their life is also complete.
你睇我哋主耶穌基督，佢從來冇結過婚，但係佢嘅生命肯定係好完整。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is unmarried too, but his life is definitely a complete one.
我唔知道你點樣去理解乜嘢叫做完整嘅生命。
I don't know how do you understand the term a complete life.
使徒行傳二十章二十四節嗰度一個生命嘅完整。是當你能夠完成神俾你嘅工作。
If you read the book of Acts chapter 20 verse 24, it says a life complete when you can finish the task of God has given you.
一個完整嘅生命係當基督係 係你生命嘅中心嘅時候。
A complete life is when Christ is the center of your life.
你再睇嘅時候，其實結婚或者唔結婚，對於結婚對於每一個人嚟講，唔係一定要結婚。
And we can look at it. Marriage is not really necessary for everybody.
喺將來當我哋去到天上嘅時候，去到天堂嘅時候，婚姻係再唔出現嘅。
So in the future, when we are in heaven, marriage is not even needed anymore.
所以取決於你嘅生命係咪完整嘅時候，唔係因為你結唔結到婚。
So whether or not your life is complete or not, it doesn't depend on your marriage.
喺婚姻嗰條方程式裏面講到一加一等於一嘅時候。
In the marriage formula, what when Jesus say 1 + 1 = 1？
呢度唔係講到一半，二分一加二分一等於一。
He doesn't say it is half plus half equals to one。
唔係一半完整嘅生命嘅男人加一半完整生命嘅女人結婚而成為一體。
It is not a half complete man plus a half complete woman。
喺婚姻裏面，每一個做丈夫或者做太太嘅，都要好努力咁。在自己的生命裏面，在主的面前，在神的面前，來到令自己的生命來到完整。
So each spouse in the marriage must work hard such that individual to make his or her own life complete in the Lord.
當兩個有完整生命的人的信徒，或者是以基督來到為他生命的中心的人加在一起的時候，神說他們的一體是沒有人可以分得開。
So when God joins these two Christ-centered persons together, no one can separate.
第四樣我們去看的原則是持守以一體來到彰顯基督和教會的關係。
Well, the fourth principle is that committed to the Christ-Church relationship as one flesh.
很多基督徒他不理解原來婚姻是要反映出這一種基督和教會的關係。
A lot of Christians do not know that marriage is a reflection of church-Christ relationship.
很多時候我們想婚姻是我們自己個人的事，是兩個人的事。
Oftentimes we think that marriage is a personal thing between me and my spouse.
但你看到婚姻除了兩個人的事，其實也是神的事。
But in fact, this is also a matter of God.
事實上，神設立婚姻是要想這一對的夫妻能夠彰顯基督和教會那種的關係。
In fact, God wants this marriage to manifest the church and Christ relationship.
婚姻是這一對夫妻，神所撮合的這一對夫妻能夠高舉神的名，以致到好像一體那樣。
Marriage is for people to lift up the name of God as one inseparable flesh.
如果你讀腓立比書五章二十一到三十三節或者其他嘅經文嘅時候，會俾我哋睇到一個嘅圖畫，呢一對夫妻點樣去彰顯基督同埋教會嘅關係。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verses 21 to 33 and other passages in the Bible, they all give us a picture how a husband and a wife should manifest Christ church relationship.
例如講到做丈夫嘅，佢要做一定要做一個頭，係妻子嘅頭嚟到帶領，就好似基督做教會嘅頭帶領住教會人。
For example, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 23, it says that husband must act as the head of his wife in the same way as Christ is the head of the church.
咁我想問大家在座嘅做丈夫嘅，你有冇做到你妻子嘅頭
？I'd like to ask you, for being a husband, are you the head of your wife?
聖經裏面亦都講到一個做丈夫嘅，佢愛佢嘅妻子係用一種犧牲嘅愛，就好似基督佢用犧牲嘅愛愛教會一樣。
And also it says that husband must love his wife sacrificially in the same way as Christ loves the church.
當丈夫能夠做到咁嘅時候，太太就係能夠好似委身完全嘅委身俾佢嘅丈夫，就好似教會完全委身去俾基督一樣。
If a husband can do that, then we can see that a wife can submit everything to her husband, just as the church submits to Christ.
今日我哋做太太嘅，你做太太嘅，你有冇完全咁嚟到委身俾你个丈夫
？For the wives, I like to ask, do you submit yourself to your husband?
有时或者你会谂，我哋两夫妻闩埋门喺度嗌交打交，冇乜问题啊，又冇人睇到。
Well, you may think that it's not such a big deal to fight with my spouse at home, at least no one knows.
但原来神系期望紧我哋去彰显紧教呢个基督同教会呢一种甜蜜嘅关系，喺我哋嘅婚姻，喺我哋嘅家庭上。
But actually, God is expecting you to show the church-Christ relationship in your family.
所以当圣经里面讲到一个信徒唔好去谂去娶一个非信徒嘅时候，是有它的原因，它的原因就是不想将来这一段的婚姻不能够彰显到教会和基督这种亲密的关系。
So when the Bible says that a Christian should not consider marrying a non-believer, it is because such couple is not possible to live out the Church Christ model.
神所撮合的这个的婚姻是以致到这一对夫妻能够享受从神而来那种的祝福，以致到佢哋能够带出呢一种基督同教会嘅嗰种嘅模式。
A couple joined by God for them to enjoy the blessing by living out this model。
今日如果你系一位女士，系未婚嘅
，So ladies, if you are single today，
真系要认真考虑，唔好去随便去跳入一个嘅同嘅关系，而唔去等候。神佢会为你预备最好嘅一个伴侣。
I urge you do not jump to any relationship without waiting for God to give you the best partner。
而你做弟兄嘅未系未婚嘅，亦都真系要委身喺神，完全所完全心去委身俾神。
For brothers, if you are single, I ask you to commit your whole life to God wholeheartedly。
以致到你能够学习到。怎样去爱你将来的太太，就好像一个很被神所重用、很圣洁的一个丈夫咁样。
So that you can learn how to love your future wife as a godly husband。
以致到你能够做一个属灵的领导，嚟到将你太太献俾神一样。
So that you can present her to God as a spiritual leader。
亦都以致到你同将来的太太可以一同齐心嚟到彰显呢一个基督。
And that you can work with your spouse to manifest the Christ Church relationship.
今日如果你结咗婚嘅系做丈夫或者太太嘅时候，亦都唔会迟喺呢个婚姻上唔会迟。你去求神嘅时候，神会喺呢个婚姻上嚟到作工。
For husbands and wives, it is never too late to ask God to work in your marriage.
如果你个婚姻出现问题嘅时候，唔好去谂离婚系唯一嘅方法。
If you have problem in your marriage, don't ever think about divorce is the only way out.
神好想同你嘅心嚟到对话。
God wants to talk to your heart.
佢好想同你去揾出你嘅问题系乜嘢。
He wants to identify what problem you have.
佢更加好想同你一齐去揾出解决嘅方法。
He also like to work out a solution with you.
所以无论你去想究竟我之前我结婚的时候，我和我的太太或者丈夫究竟神有没有处得不重要，你而去想我不可以放弃这一段的婚姻。
So don't ever look back and think, are we joined by God?
因为神是无所不能。
Because God is 无所不能。
Nothing impossible.
Nothing omnipotent. Nothing impossible.
佢可以重修你有問題嘅呢一段嘅關係，只要你能夠謙卑咁去到佢嘅面前，只要你用一個悔改嘅心嚟到佢嘅面前。
So he can reconcile your problematic relationship if you can come to him humbly, seriously, and patiently.
神嘅路、神嘅計劃係最美好嘅。
God's way is the best way.
神佢。好盼望你去等候佢，带俾你最好嘅一个嘅伴侣。
God may want you to wait for him to bring your spouse.
神或者又好喺你嘅计喺佢嘅计划里边，佢想你一生嚟到单身侍奉佢。
God may want you to remain single so that you can serve him better.
神或者又好想你去同你嘅丈夫、你嘅配偶嚟到和好如初。
God may want you to reconcile with your spouse.
神更加好想你嘅生命能够复兴。
He even wants you to revive your life.
今日你相唔相信呢一位神？相唔相信佢知道乜嘢先系对你最好
？Do you trust him always, as he knows what's best for you？
我哋一齐低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
慈悲嘅天父，我哋感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你唔单止创造我哋有生命。
Not only you give us life,
亦都俾我哋有伴侣。
You also give us spouse.
求你都带领我哋喺我哋嘅婚姻上有你嘅旨意。
We pray that your will be known in our marriage.
以至到我哋能够喺高举神你自己嘅名喺我哋嘅家庭里面。
So that we can lift up your name in our family.
以致到我哋能够过每一天嘅时候，都系按住神你嘅旨意。
And we, so that we can live our daily life according to your will.
我哋祈求我哋每一个人喺神嘅面前嚟到开心，嚟到睇到神你喺我哋一生嘅计划。
We pray that every one of us will humbly seek your will in their life.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.